will be joining us virtually. Jake, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and begin.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Let me pull my screen up. Hopefully you're able to see my presentation.
Yes, we can. Yep.
Excellent. Well, in any given year, fisheries staff will go in front of the commission and provide information on populations within Lake Oahe. In most cases, we'll provide information on sport fish populations, our prey populations, and just really give some insight into what staff saw during their annual lake surveys and also hydroacoustic board surveys. But I'll admit, that's not this presentation. This presentation, we're going to see some big fish. We wanted to take this opportunity to really highlight some of the excitement that's been around the Lake Oahe fishery in the months of October and November, specifically related to really the breaking of the walleye state record that occurred initially in October, and then I'll cover what happened a couple weeks later. But in any given year, we have a number of state records that are broken. We have three categories for state records within South Dakota. That would be hook and line, unrestricted, so that would be things like spear fishing, and then we have a bull fishing category. Again, a number of different species that are eligible, and throughout a given year, there's a number of records that are broken. But when you talk about walleye, the hook and line category, that's where a lot of excitement is generated, and that's exactly what we saw in Oahe here in the last month and a half. And again, we just wanted to highlight that. So the first record that was broken was the end of October. Aaron Chuck caught this 16-pound, 8-ounce walleye in the Swan Creek area. That broke a record that had stood for over two decades, that stood at 16 pounds, 2 ounces. Again, a lot of excitement with this fish being caught. That information spread like wildfire on social media. We had a lot of comments on our Facebook post about it, and again, just generated a lot of excitement. And what we saw was when this got out, it generated a lot of angling use on that section of Lake Oahe. And that only amplified a couple weeks later when this happened. So in this case here, Keith Pazura, I hope I got his name right, caught this 17-pound, 13-ounce walleye again in that Swan Creek area. And this really got things going. Again, that information spread like wildfire on social media, a lot of excitement. Our staff was hearing a lot of reports from folks that were just getting out using boat ramps, using the local facilities, being in the small towns surrounding the river, and again, just generating a lot of angling use on Oahe in a time where it may not always see a lot of angling pressure. So what did that mean for some of our users, and what did our staff see in the field? That high use. Al alluded to it when he talked about some of the park's observations during that time. From Highway 212 to Mobridge, we saw boat ramps that had a lot of use at a time when a lot of times there may not be a lot of boating traffic. And then anecdotally, we heard a lot of great stories from users. Staff from around the state had information from really any corner of the state about folks they knew that normally would be in a deer stand that time of year, but instead they chose to be in a boat on Lake Oahe. I can tell you here, this is a personal story. This is a friend of mine that came from the Sioux Falls area. Sent me this picture. He and another gentleman, in a weekend, they boated 13 walleyes that were over 10 pounds, and the largest was 14 and a half. And we heard stories like this time and time again. A lot of folks went out there with the idea that they had the chance to catch a fish of a lifetime. And that's what we saw. And it really generated a lot of excitement for that fishery in that area of Oahe. One other nice thing that really played into it was that we had fairly mild weather. It was conducive to allow anglers to get out, target these fish, and really take advantage of a unique bite opportunity that doesn't always exist, but it did in this certain case, and boy, did it generate some excitement. So because of this, though, we did get some questions from folks. For one, did it surprise us? As GFP staff, did we know that these fish were out there? Were we expecting to see this kind of bite? And the answer would be, we didn't expect it, but yes, we did know that we had large walleyes in the system. One of the best ways that we can tell is during our spring egg collection efforts in Oahe Reservoir. During that time, we have the opportunity to get our hands on a lot of large walleyes within the system while we're taking our eggs for our hatchery systems to produce walleye and then to stock in waters around the state, including Oahe. But in recent years, what we were seeing were some really exceptionally large fish. In fact, our staff had encountered walleyes that would have broken the state record at 16 pound 2 ounces, but of course they were encountered with gnats during spawning efforts. But we knew that those fish were out there. But it still matters if an angler actually encounters that fish. And in this case, they did. Along those lines with those large walleye that we encountered during spring spawning efforts, we were seeing an increase in walleye abundance. Oahe has certainly had its ups and downs when we talk about walleye abundance, and it had experienced a few down years following the 2011 flood. But we have seen increase in abundance. Additionally, we've been stocking fish since 2017, and so we knew that that population was recovering. And probably one of the biggest aspects was we knew we had a lot of food in the system. Gizzard shad are a forage that we have stocked on an annual basis as we can in the last few years. This past year, we stocked just over 1,500. But the idea is that we stock pre-spawn adult gizzard shad from other waters in the state, bring them to Lake Oahe, stock them. The goal is that they spawn, produce a lot of small gizzard shad, which are just excellent food for walleye. Additionally, our rainbow smelt population, which experienced a crash following the 2011 flood, it was recovering. That's a very important forage for adult walleye, and with those recovering numbers, that's going to benefit those adult fish that are in the system. And on top of that, call it the third trifecta there for those forage populations would be an expanding cisco population. So these ciscos, they've been in the system for a number of years, but with the smelt being down, they were able to really increase their numbers to a point where we saw a lot of smaller ciscos in the system that, again, were excellent food for our walleyes. And so it was really a great combination of having increasing numbers of fish, but also enough food in the system to support good growth rates. And good growth rates are going to be one of the main keys moving forward here. And it's one of the things that we talk about consistently as ways that we monitor a population. So again, did we know those fish from the system? I would say we did, just based on what we were seeing in our spawning efforts. But again, seeing them during spawning and having an angler run into it are two different things, but thankfully they came together here in the last month and a half. Another question our staff has received is, how old are these fish? Now, the specific state record fish that were caught, we can't tell you exactly how old they are. And the reason for that is the aging structure that we use is called the otolith. It's an inner ear bone. And essentially, the way for us to get that is a very invasive procedure that, in all honesty, an angler is not likely to say yes to when that fish is more than likely headed to the taxidermist. So the best we can do is guess at how old these state record fish are. And based on some of our previous aging data, we'd likely say that those fish are anywhere from 13 to 16 years old. However, I do want to mention that growth is variable. Some examples here are of aged large walleye from Lake Oahe. What you can see is that, again, there's some variability in that, and a lot of that just depends on what the environmental conditions are. So, for example, we had a 31-inch walleye that, when staff aged it, it came out as 14 years old. We also had a 29-inch walleye that was aged at 16 years old. We've also had, in one case, a 22-inch walleye that was 15 years old. So, again, there is some variability. There's some overlap. It's going to be different. So we're not able to say with any certainty exactly how old they are, but if our staff had to guess, we're in that 13 to 16-year range. And maybe the last big question that our staff have received is, will it last? Will this kind of fishing maintain itself on Lake Oahe? And boy, we hope so, and we're going to do what we can to maintain it. One of the big things is going to be maintaining that good growth for walleye in Lake Oahe, and so that's going to be forage management. We're going to continue to stock gizzard shad when we can. Again, that's a good prey resource. We'll monitor our smelt and cisco populations, but all that goes back into how well that is transitioning into our walleye population. We have to make sure that the fish that are in there are eating and growing at a rate that we are comfortable with. Additionally, we want to make sure that we have good abundance of walleye in there. Stocking efforts are going to continue. This year in 2023, we stocked about 3.7 million walleye. This was over our goal of 2.8 million walleye. So this was, again, one of our efforts to keep walleye abundance high. And then that last thing, with fish in the system, you got to feed them at all different sizes. And so that's an important thing. A small walleye doesn't necessarily eat the same thing as a big walleye. And so the key for us to keep growth rates of all sizes of walleye going is to make sure that at every stage, they have the right food for them to maintain that good growth as they continue on. So with that, again, I just wanted to cover very briefly what we've been seeing on Lake Oahe here since mid-October. Thought it was a really good chance to highlight an excellent fishery and really just a big buzz around that part of South Dakota. And again, to see bull ramps that a lot of times they're fairly quiet this time of year to be very busy and hear just some wonderful reports from users that came and took advantage of that fishing. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Very good. Any questions? Any questions for Jake or comments on what we're seeing on Lake Oahe? It looks like a lot of impressed faces on the commission. Very, very good presentation. Congratulations to all of those anglers out there. Those are definitely catches of a lifetime. Thank you, Jake. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's meeting. As I mentioned earlier, we'll save 17 through 20 for tomorrow. So we should have a short day for tomorrow morning. We'll begin at 8 a.m. We'll be right back here in this building, and then we'll also be live on SDPB. For now, we'll be in recess until 8 a.m.